This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Consumer complaints and pressure have forced Equifax to waive all fees at least until mid-November for people who want to freeze their Equifax credit files and refund the fees to anyone who has already paid. 15 million people are without power due to Hurricane Irma, and 60,000 utility workers from the U.S. and Canada are moving to help restore electricity. The CJT, the largest union in France, organized 200 rallies around the country to oppose the president's initiatives in changing the labor code. Fearful that the Trump administration may let financial advisors off the hook, a number of states, including Connecticut and others, are moving to require investor-first rule or have already passed such bills. Democratic leaders have announced that they made a deal with Trump to protect the deferred action or DACA immigrants in the U.S. as children in exchange for some enhanced border security measures, although not the wall. What Londoners are calling a fatberg, a 140-ton blob of fat, disposable wipes, diapers, tampons, condoms, and other mess, one-sixth of a mile long, is blocking part of the 19th-century sewer system in the city, forcing the watering managing company to put an 8-person crew on the job 7 days a week to try to unblock it. Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Myanmar and a Nobel Prize winner, has called off a trip to the United Nations rather than face colleagues and explain her inability to stop the military from an ethnic cleansing of the Muslim Rohingyas in her largely Buddhist country. Egypt has blocked access to the Human Rights Watch website in order to keep citizens from reading their report based on interviews with 19 former detainees about their torture and abuse by Egypt's security and police. A group of prisoners led by Michelle Jones in Indiana doing research in the prison library found that in the 19th century, a Catholic laundry house was actually a reformatory for fallen women, those convicted of sex offenses. With additional research, they found 30 similar institutions around the country, similar to the Magdalene laundries recently unearthed in Ireland. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.